think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, do we have any clues, Nigel? Rock and roll? Oh, these are all shaking songs? These are earthquake songs.
Oh, is that a warning?
Is that a warning? This is Twist and Shout.
Twist and Shout.
Is it the Beatles? I've got stereo in my headset. This is the bass and this is the treble.
Yeah, me too.
How did that happen? Stereo. Something, it's all, what did Gilda used to say? It's only something. Okay, Joey pals, it's time for D-O-H-C. The day after, two days after Thanksgiving. Golly, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was wonderful. Lots of food.
Oh.
Relaxation.
Surprise.
I know. Too much food.
When I got some of my pies from, I do most of my own cooking, but I got the pies from Aspen Mills, and he had to tell us that he was having trouble getting, he could only do pumpkin and apple and something walnut pie. That he couldn't do the cherries and all the different ones. Supply chain.
Oh, no.
And Jackie Donnell, who had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner at Elmer's for everybody. You have choices. She couldn't get potatoes.
No potatoes?
Well, she finally got them, but I said, wait a minute. Potatoes don't come from China. Potatoes come from Idaho. She said, well, actually, I get my potatoes from Washington State or someplace up there. No truck drivers.
Yeah, you have to imagine they're diverting a lot of these resources to try and clean up what we've got going on in Southern California.
So there.
Wow.
I'll tell you later what Tyler and I did for Thanksgiving. This is the voice of Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Okay. The last Saturday in November. Give us the update.
All right. Well, let's start out with some good news.
Okay.
All right. So good news is the Coachella Valley is actually doing pretty well with their COVID vaccine rates. We're at about 75% of the eligible population, whereas the rest of the county is at about 61%
vaccinated.
And the state
completely
states,
or just
completely?
Completely vaccinated.
And the state is at 73.6, and then nationally it's at 68.4. So great job to the Coachella Valley. 68.4.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
And of course, now everybody 18 years and older who has gotten a Pfizer or Moderna 6 months ago, or the Janssen or Johnson & Johnson 2 months ago, anybody 18 and older can now get a booster.
Okay. Anybody. Does it have to be the same brand?
It doesn't.
Okay.
And if you're not sure what you should get, you know, talk to the clinician where you're having that done. Desert Oasis Healthcare, that might be one of our wonderful pharmacists or nurses or your physician.
You don't have to be a member of DOHC, folks.
We want everybody to come by, get their boosters. We're also seeing a really big uptick in primary series.
What's that mean?
That means people who have not yet gotten the vaccine at all, now they're coming in and getting vaccinated. Many of them are doing that with their little kids.
So we call that a primary series.
Yes.
So uptick in primary.
So that's really exciting. We started
I'm happy to hear that. I'm surprised, by the way.
I was a little surprised, too. But when we did a whole week, the week before Thanksgiving, going out to all of the different schools, and we vaccinated hundreds and hundreds of kids, but they brought their parents, and many of them were not vaccinated, and we vaccinated the parents too.
Did you have to have the parents' permission when the eighth grader showed up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have to have their permission, and for the 5 to 11-year-olds, the parents have to be there.
I'm surprised because you and I have talked about it, and of course with our friend whose name escapes me, Brian, we talked about the fact that most people have made up their minds. If they were going to get vaccinated, they've already done it. If they're not going, if they have all whatever reasons they are entitled to, I don't want to know, by the way. Please don't share all that with me when we're dining. I don't need to know. They have decided why they're not going to. So I'm glad to hear that there was an uptick in primary vaccinations.
And I don't know if that's because people feel more confident with the vaccine, knowing that now it's even safe for our youngest kids. Perhaps that's a reason. There's also a lot of data coming out of our own county and state to suggest that you're almost 7 times more likely to get COVID if you're not vaccinated.
Let me make sure I get that. 7 times more likely to get COVID if you're not vaccinated.
12 times more likely to be hospitalized.
Oh, no. And how much dead?
16 and a half times.
Oh, my stars.
And I think what we're working towards right now is if we can all get vaccinated. So get the first 2 shots or the first shot of Janssen, Johnson & Johnson. And if you're able, get boosted. We might be able to avoid this surge that some are really looking at happening after the holidays.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Brian told me last week, here's the bad news. I forget what it's called, zoo.
Oh, yes, when it happens in animals.
We were talking about the white-tailed deer.
Yes.
He told me Sonny Cool Cat could get it.
Yes.
So I told him his assignment for the week is to find me some sort of, that would destroy us if our pets.
Well, and they've had some deaths at some major
at
zoos.
At the zoos.
Yes. So the best way to help avoid these things is to bring down how much the virus is living in our population. And the way we do that is by not getting sick.
Yes.
And how do we do that? We get vaccinated, we get boosted, we wear a mask when we're in really big groups, we don't go out when we're sick, we wash our hands.
And don't take Sonny Cool Cat to the restaurant.
Don't
with you.
Take him, no.
All those dogs that are out.
Yeah, I mean, they are all little vectors. But you know what's really great right now is we're seeing really low flu numbers too.
Okay.
Probably because we've all gotten used to some of these efforts. Even yes. Just better hand washing or staying away from each other when we're sick or masking when it's right.
Low flu. What's the flu called this year? The flu.
It's still called influenza.
Oh.
But they saw, we model our vaccine for the flu after the Southern Hemisphere.
Yes.
And they had a really light season. And it looks like Australia. Our flu vaccine was a good match as well. So maybe all of those things converging, we won't see flu, which would be just such a blessing.
As I try to understand that antibodies are not the only part of my immune system,
yes.
Does the coronavirus vaccine help prevent flu or
no? They are two different viruses.
What? Two different viruses. Why don't we just develop a vaccine, one size fits all?
That would be wonderful. And there are companies that are working on putting them together into one vaccine.
In a horse needle. It would be huge, Lindsay.
This has been almost 2 years of such rampant technology growth and innovation.
90 weeks.
In that amount of time, we have come light years.
It's amazing.
In learning.
And I've had people tell me, when I can't stop them from telling me why they're not vaccinated, it was developed too quickly. We don't know what's in it.
Well, and from, I have to say that from the consumer community member perspective, it is new for everybody in the community. But for researchers, people who work in the pharmaceutical industry, these techniques have been worked on for over a decade.
That's right. Even for coronavirus.
Yes, but we're not privy to it because we can't know everything.
Scientists
have been working on this for over a decade.
Over a decade. I like knowing that. Okay, any more good news?
We have some new options that are going to the FDA for evaluation. Things that...
What does that mean? Oh, I know.
The new drugs.
Yeah, and an oral vaccine?
It's not a vaccine.
Okay.
It's an antiviral. So Merck has one and Pfizer has one that they've submitted data on. Think about when you had the flu 2 years ago, because none of us have really had it recently. And if you caught it early enough, you could go get a prescription for Tamiflu.
Yes.
Or something similar. You take it within 3 days. You take it all. You get better. It's not an antibiotic. It's an antiviral. So these two are antiviral.
Antiviral
drugs.
Pills, drugs, yes. Tablets.
And what's really amazing is that the U.S. government has actually pre-purchased a very large quantity of them.
Wow.
And you know why that's important? Is then it will act very similar to how the vaccine is, where it doesn't cost anybody to take it.
Okay.
As long as you're appropriate, it can be prescribed and given to you at no cost.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Question, as Kevin James would say. If someone does not want to get the vaccine, the shot.
Yes.
Because of what is in the shot. If they will take this antiviral pill, are there different things in the pill so they won't have the objection?
There are still therapeutics and medications in the pill.
Oh.
There are still...
But are they different than the vaccine?
They are, because they're not a vaccine.
We might win some people over there.
We might, but I think we all have to remember, all of these things that we are using, vaccines, pills, they all come from the same process. They come from scientists who do research and trials and then come to conclusions about safety and how well these things work. So really, the vaccines are going to have gone through the same process that these oral pills go through.
But process is not ingredients. I'm thinking that if I know people who have objections to the actual components of the vaccine, or they think they have an allergy to that part, these will have different components?
They will have different components.
That might work for some people.
It may work for some people, yes.
So there, we're visiting with Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. Any more good news? We got 2 minutes left in this segment. Then we go to the questions from the Joey Pals.
Good news. I don't know if I told you this in the past, Joey, but we offer monoclonal antibody therapy.
That's wonderful stuff.
And about 2 months ago, the county took over distribution of the monoclonal antibodies.
That's for after you have COVID, right?
Or if you've been exposed to somebody who's positive.
After or exposed.
The good news is our relationship with the county is wonderful, and we continue to have those available for anybody in the community. So if you have shown up positive and you're symptomatic and it's been less than 10 days since you had that test, come on in and we can help evaluate and see if you're appropriate for those to make sure you don't get as sick and you can get better faster.
How do you take them?
They're given by IV.
I remember that. Yes. I knew that.
And that's the benefit of these newer drugs from the two pharmaceutical companies, is that they're oral. So you don't have the same impact on needing resources like nurses and physicians and pharmacists. And exactly.
Bless your heart. That's a pretty good report. We're at 75% completely vaccinated in our county.
Yes.
The only thing we have to worry about in this county is Sunny Cool Cat. Oh, my stars. People sent me roses and flowers for my birthday, and they delivered them. Now I'm thinking, was he around? Oh, how would we know if our animals had COVID?
They would show similar symptoms. They would have respiratory symptoms. I don't know if you've ever heard Sunny Cool Cat cough.
No, he'll sneeze once in a while.
Yeah, so those are the things you'd notice. Or they might not be eating. They might sleep more than they usually
do. He's a cat.
I know.
I'm not sure. He sleeps 18 hours a day. Nigel's doggy had 6 baby puppies on Tuesday. Missed my birthday. 5 little boys, 1 little bitch.
Oh, what kind of dog? Chihuahuas. Chihuahuas. Oh, so sweet.
Apple-headed, deer-legged chihuahuas.
I have no idea what they look like.
We'll show you a picture.
Okay, great.
Okay, Joey Pals, while we look at doggy pictures, how much is that doggy? And here, if you're near your phones, we've got presents for you.